this is Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Dan Patronillo, and it's another installment of Pint of Cacophony here at Skid Row Studios. We got Together Pangea on here in a little bit after a song block, but we got Mr. Grease Lightning, who came all the way down here to be on my fucking show. How you doing, Grease?
I'm all right. How you doing?
So we heard you got a release coming out tomorrow, the 18th on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's called The Found Tracks from Lost Years at Cajun Hot Stick Studios. On that's out on Raised on Cornbread Records.
Yeah, Cornbread Records.
So tell us about the record. You want to fix your microphone?
there's about to span like 25 years. I don't remember anything. And apparently I was making music and stuff. I went time traveling. That's why I haven't aged that much. I was time traveling.
Yeah,
apparently.
You look really good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Distinguished. I think. Sorry, my mic was off.
People say that. I don't know. I feel it. It's in my bones. All of them.
Every single one?
All of them.
Yes.
Right. So tell us about the record. It's the Lost Found Tracks from Lost Years. So what does that fucking mean?
Well, it turns out, like I said, I was making music, and you just find that, like, you go through stuff, and then, like, 30 years later, you find a box in, like, your aunt's attic, and it turns out you got stuff in it, and then you just put it out, and you just see what happens. And I've been doing that for, like, 60 years now, it feels like, so.
Hence the Lost Tracks.
Lost Tracks, and, yeah.
Like, we got some samples here. This one's called Ring of Fryer.
Yeah.
Let's see.
My love died in a burning ring of fire. McDonald's went down, the flames went higher. It burned, 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 a burning greasy fire. That burning greasy fire.
Nice.
Nice. So what year was that one recorded in?
That was 1968. I think, I don't know how long McDonald's were out there. I've been doing heroin in bathrooms for years, but that was always my favorite place.
Uh-huh.
And there was this one in Anbar, Alamo, Texas, somewhere in Texas, or deserts, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it burned down, and I was about 20 feet away from it, tripping. Oh, my God. And then I wrote that song.
That's fantastic. You mark as one of your biggest achievements that you once toured 666 days in a row.
Yeah.
Although 666 of those dates were in Bakersfield. What was the purpose of not expanding that tour? Why'd you stay in Bakersfield? It's not much of a tour for you. It was just the one city, I think.
Well, here's the thing. Every time you leave Bakersfield, you go back to Bakersfield. It's like you ever been to Russia for like 4 years?
No.
It's like a week in Bakersfield. It's just, you go back there every week. I mean, that's really where the drugs took hold. I don't remember about half of that. I think that's where it began.
Right. I was going through the tracks, and I found this deep cut right here, Subterranean Greasy Blues. And this is a duet I see with Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Let's hear a little bit of that.
Well, getting greasy, we're about to start fighting.
Man, taking shirts off, pants are getting ripped off.
I haven't been this greasy since we had a threesome.
Look
out, kid, dicks in your hand. God knows when, but you'll be jerking it again.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah.
That's you and Bob, huh?
That was me and Bob. We don't talk anymore.
Oh.
Is it because of, you mentioned the threesome?
There are a lot of threesomes. The problem is when a threesome turns into a threesome, and then there's a ninesome, and then there's, like, whole families involved. We got stuck in Utah for a week, and we can't go back there anymore.
Oh, man. These are some stories.
I see.
There's no time.
Yeah.
If you had to pick one life event that really shaped you, who you are musically, what would that be?
Well, that's a great question, Dan. You ever feel like you're, like, walking down the street of life, and you don't know that you're on a crosswalk, And then like 8 months later, you wake up from your coma. And it turns out that that guy's car insurance is paying for your life.
Oh.
And you're like 40 in the black. That's kind of my everyday.
I got you.
I just kind of work through that.
That must lead a little bit into the deepness I heard on this cut. It's another duet here. This one happens to be with Neil Young. It's called Grease of Gold.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little bit of that.
I want to slide.
I want to ride.
We've been a-driving for a grease of gold. Is these big women
I never meet
keeps me searching for a grease of gold.
And I'm getting old.
Yeah.
Oh, grease.
Fuck, man. That's good shit, dude.
Thanks. Yeah. Neil, he says he wrote Heart of Gold before that, but it's news to me.
All right, man. Well, thanks for stopping by. You got to check that out. The found tracks from last year is at Cajun Hot Stick Studios. That's out tomorrow, the 18th.
Yep.
But we got some buddies, Electric Parlor. They're your young rock and roll band from Los Angeles, California. They pride themselves on creating music that has an honest, raw, and live feel to it. Well, they got this Kickstarter. They're trying to raise some money to get their album mastered. You can find that at Kickstarter. It's called Buy the Ticket, Take the Ride with Electric Parlor. And here's a new track that they sent me off of what they're trying to get mastered. Let's get this thing out there. It's called Hazy Daisies, this cut. And that'll be on the project. Help them out, you freaky bitches. This is Dan. We'll be back with Together Pangea.
I got something I want to sell, too. First thing, there's a charity I'm doing. It's called Greasy's Kids. Basically, we look for the country to try to find my kids. I don't know where they are. Okay. The last thing, I got CDs. You guys want any CDs? I didn't make them. I got some Dylan. If you guys want to buy them, it really helped.
All right. Thanks, Grease. Thanks so much, Grease.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back.
No. Watch. I'm going to read this thing. For decades, Shep Gordon has been one of the most beloved and respected talent managers in the music industry. He is also currently the star and subject of the documentary Supermensch, because he is a mensch. And I have been very, very lucky to have him in my life. He's someone I consider a great friend, somebody, an incredibly loyal friend. And so you have to watch the film. We'll be right back.
All right, ready, set, go.
We gotta use this one drop of one star shusha.
No, ready, set, go.
We gotta use this one just shusha.
I don't know.
One just star shine.
What?
Yeah, one just shine. One just shishara. One just shushar. One just shari. No, shari. One just shari.
Dan.
Yeah?
It's Together Pangea.
I know.
We'll be right back.
Dan, I love you so much. Guess how much?
As much as I love fish eggs?
Don't be ridiculous. But I do love you enough to call Hoagland & Fuqua LLP when you get arrested. Because we all know that's going to happen eventually.
How would that help me? You better cover my bail.
Trust me, the attorneys at Hoagland & Fuqua LLP have your back. Whether it's a DUI or drug-related, they got you.
Sounds bodacious.
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't have to completely overcome you. The law offices of Hoagland & Fuqua LLP focus on DUI and criminal defense. They will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Hoagland & Fuqua LLP at 626-309-9977. If you're facing any criminal arrest charges, they can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or if you've been charged for something of a more serious nature, just visit their website at www.hoaglandfuqua.com or call 626-309-9977. Hoagland & Fuqua LLP serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
When worlds collide, no one is safe, especially not worlds.
It's a bird! It's a plane! No, it's Superman spinning the world in the wrong direction, and we're going back in time, and the continents are moving closer and closer together!
Only a group of young musicians can save humanity with their continents combined.
Come on, guys! Get your continents over here! Let's fuck Superman up! He deserves to die miserably!
They are Together Pangea.
Oh, I, God. Superman, vow to destroy you. No!
Welcome back to the Planet Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo. This is Skid Row Studios. We're here with Together Pangea.
Hey.
Hi.
Did you enjoy that?
So good.
That was amazing. It took me a minute to realize.
Oh, yeah, we make movie trailers for every interview with a band.
Wow. That's
and if really you guys good. Notice later on, or the song we just played Alive by you guys is what we just came out of, which is a great fucking track.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, before that, we made liners and crap for you guys before every song by you we play. That's cool, cool. shit. Cool.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun making. Let's
hear it again. You want to hear it again? Can you play it one more time?
Send that to us.
Of course.
For every show we play.
Oh, dude, that would be awesome, man. Like, play it on the speakers.
Oh, please do.
Give it to the sound guy.
Before we go on.
Yeah, I'll email it to you right after this. You got it ready?
Oh, no.
Let me know when you do.
Okay, I'll let you know.
So you guys just got back or got done with the Caravan of the Stars?
Yes.
How was it?
Very good tour.
So much fun.
Who was out there with you guys? On that stage,
Moses and the Firstborn, who we've toured with back in January for the Battle Act tour, and
right.
AJ Davila. That was like the consistent thing. Was like us.
Yeah, we played
Moses.
Them here.
Yeah,
that was good
killer.
Stuff.
Who else?
Awesome dudes.
We got Wax Witches. I see. Cherry Glazer.
Cherry Glazer.
A lot.
Coat Hangers were on for a piece.
Memories.
Natural Child was also on the tour.
Natural Child.
I think that was it.
What kind of ground did you cover on the tour? Where did it go? On the Caravan of Stars.
China, Russia.
That's so awesome.
Wow.
That's far.
It was mostly in the Ukraine.
Yeah. No, it was from here to New York and a little bit of Canada. And yeah, I think.
And back around. Just a pretty standard, you know, U.S.
Right on.
Tour.
You coming off of it feeling really good?
Tired.
Yeah.
Tired. We good. Got that trailer Hit one that. More time. Hit
yeah.
that shit.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
When worlds collide, no one is safe, especially not worlds.
It's a bird! It's a plane! No, it's Superman spinning the world in the wrong direction, and we're going back in time, and the continents are moving closer and closer together!
This happens only a group of young musicians can save humanity with their continents combined.
Come on, guys! Get your continents over here! Let's fuck Superman up! He deserves to die miserably!
They are Together Pangea.
I, Superman, vow to destroy you.
No!
Just go
yes. Yeah, there
perfect.
You go. And yeah. then there's the downbeat.
So cool.
So you guys met at Cal Arts. You want to tell us about that initial meet for our new audience here?
Well, I don't know. I met William. Jeez. I mean, we started playing and rehearsing at Cal Arts. I knew William prior to when I went there. I met him like when I was in high school.
Right. Where'd you guys go to high school?
I went to Hart High School.
Hart High School. Yeah. I just found out that Zach from Saved by the Bell went to Hart High School.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric was
just
Saugus.
So you guys know.
Yeah.
I went to Saugus. I dropped out.
Yeah.
Right on.
But no, yeah, I don't know. Like, we, the original drummer, Adrian, went to CalArts.
Adrian Tenney.
Yeah, that was sort of like how I learned about CalArts, and then I went there after high school. And then we just sort of used my studio space as, like, a venue/rehearsal space and played most of our early shows there.
Right. Yeah, was that what helped? Did you guys feel it there, starting the buzz at the school or near it?
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of, you know, parties and like the shows, and I think the songs we were writing back then were like sort of, you know, influenced by like playing these really small rooms where people are just like going off, you know?
So a lot of
really
sweat on the walls. Yeah, that's good stuff. I remember going to old like shows like in an old tattoo parlor that got turned into just like an empty space, and it's just too many bodies.
Yeah.
A communal water jug getting passed around. Yeah. They're the best though,
hopefully,
man.
Like, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah. The clothes starts getting torn off. It's good stuff. So, after Little Dummy's release, things got a little wild. Tours with Ty Segall, Cronin, Black Lips. What was that ride like, taking it from the, from the fun parties?
We didn't exactly tour. We just played like
shows.
Bigger venues,
right.
Like actual venues in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
which was interesting.
What was like the first?
It was a big change.
The first like big venue where you're like, holy crap, this is.
I think it was
this is happening. This is different.
Well, it was the Observatory.
Yeah, the Observatory. I remember like we had the album came out through Burger, and I just sort of like one day like texted Sean or something. I was like, hey man, can you like put us on like a bigger show sometime? And he was like, yeah, you guys want to open up for the Black Lips in 2 weeks or whatever? I was like. Yeah,
you get your quiz.
Yeah,
holy fuck.
Yeah,
just like that, huh?
It was literally just like that, and like you know, I was actually I was in class at CalArts when he called me. He's like, "Yeah, Black Lips are playing in a couple weeks. They need an opener. You guys
want to do that one?"
Yeah, we did that one. That one was fun.
Yeah, it was cool. It was the biggest audience we'd played to. It was like 1,200 people.
That
something.
Is so fantastic.
Yeah, it was crazy.
What did it feel like? Like the energy difference, like that first initial moment. Like I can only imagine.
It's completely different playing on like a big stage like that from playing.
You can hear yourself, right, with monitors.
You can hear yourself and you realize
like,
that
crap.
You suck really bad.
That's that my voice. That's
like?
My fucking voice.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. And I remember too. I mean, it was like this was like right when we started out, and the crowd was. Definitely, you know, not familiar with us, and no one really cared that much, and not much like dancing around or anything. So it was kind of, it was cool, but it was also a little shocking going from playing like a room that's like this size where people are just like going off.
Yeah, everybody's at 100%.
Yeah, and then going to playing like a 1,200 capacity room where people don't know you and they're just sort of like staring at you and reluctantly clapping.
I'm like, oh, thanks.
Yeah,
no, but it was fun though.
It was good. It was good.
No
people liked it.
Yeah,
I think.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you guys gained way more audience members from that first. Like, you know, there's a million people there, not a million, however thousand.
This is like 2 million.
It's good. Yeah, 2 million. Who didn't know who you were and heard you the first time? Either they hated it or they didn't.
It was actually at Shea Stadium. It wasn't at the Observatory in New York City.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah, something like 60,000.
Screaming girls couldn't even hear the music.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, so no girls allowed. Actually.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
No screaming boys. Drowning out the
screaming
space.
Young boys.
Bare chests. All right. Your last release was on Burger in 2011 with Little Dummy. Why the jump to Harvest for Battle Act?
I don't know. It just sort of happened. Like they asked us. They offered to. I don't know. Help us out financially doing the record and stuff like that. And that's obviously like.
Makes things
it
a whole lot easier. And you get,
And
is that the first like time you got to work with that kind of a situation?
Yeah,
for sure.
And it was, you know, it's like you make those decisions kind of because you sort of think that, you know, the distribution and the promotional aspect of it, you're going to be reaching a larger audience.
Yeah, bigger group.
But yeah,
what was that like for you guys? That must have been like a milestone, like trying to make those decisions together. It's like a marriage at this point.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And you guys feel married?
We feel so far away, though, too. I don't know.
Why don't you look at me anymore when we make love?
Yeah.
Why don't you look at me?
I always look at you guys.
We gained a bigger audience because of it, but also, it's also one album. We did it, and now we're done, and now we can put the next album out wherever.
Yeah. Wherever you want. So
yeah,
you have that freedom.
Contract,
that's fucking,
so.
That's great.
We made it out like bandits in the end. I mean, you know. We
exactly. You hit and run that shit.
Yeah.
Now you're free agents doing whatever the fuck you want still.
Yeah, totally.
Smart move, guys. It's a wise decision.
Yeah,
we're going to go into another song break here.
Cool.
This is a Pizza Party Music song break. I think this show was last night. But it's a whole group of bands off of them. We're going to have those dudes, Corners from those guys, going to be here on the December 1st. And let's see, Derek and Orchard from Pizza Party Music is going to have some pizza with us on the 15th.
Yeah, Orchard, you owe me money, man.
We met Orchard at the Observatory because he rear-ended us when we were going to Burgerama. And we're like, what the fuck? And then now we're friends and he's going to be on my show. It's going to be interesting.
Hell yeah.
How about that shit? When we get back, these guys will play a little bit for us. It's going to be sweet. Thanks, guys.
Dalai Lama walks into a pizza shop.
Cosa shop?
Pizza?
Pizza shop, yes.
Yeah, pizza shop. And says, can you make me one with everything?
Yeah. What's that? What's that? Oh, yes.
Do you know what I mean? Can you make me one with everything?
Oh, theoretically possible.
Oh, I knew that wouldn't work.
I rose my head one morning from my bed and poured myself a fresh cup of coffee. Yes, I rose my head one morning from my bed and drank deep through that cup of coffee. Oh, the sound so near came rapping at my ear and disrupted.
Yeah. Purple Haze!
Earth gets hit by asteroid. Oh, my Pangea!
This contest is over. Give that man the $10,000.
Usually tells me my mic's hot, but today he said coming in dry.
Yeah, dude. Coming in dry.
Welcome back to A Panic of Coffee. My name is Dan Patrinello. I got together Pangea. They're still here. They didn't fucking leave, so that's great.
Not yet.
Not yet, at least. Not yet. So it's been the year of the battle act. You guys have been busy as fuck, huh?
Yeah. We've toured a lot. Like, I think out of the last...
We've been touring since January.
Yeah, you guys have been busy. Lots of fun. You guys feel on time for a little break?
Yeah, I'm into the break. For sure.
And everything seems to wind down at this point.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to go back to one more time for Battle Act over in Europe because it just came out.
Over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like this, the whole, you know.
And then
like
what is it?
10 months of like working this album. It's almost
That's good. So great, though. It's a great album.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, man.
It sounds fantastic, I think, as well. It sounds clean. It sounds good. And it catches you guys, I think. Pretty well. I'm glad to hear. I got you guys in here to do some acoustic, and we're gonna hear it like raw down in its basic forms.
Yeah. All right.
I like that shit. What are you guys gonna play first?
This is a Violent Femmes song.
Okay, it's which one?
Waiting for the bus.
Waiting for the bus.
Yeah. We need to do some vocal warm ups a little bit first.
One, two, three. You got the
mother and his kids. You got the guy. Looks like somebody forgot about us. Standing on the corner, waiting for the bus. Hey, Mr. Driver Man, don't be slow. Cause I got someplace I gotta go. Hey, Mr. Driver Man, drive that thing fast. My precious time keeps on slipping past. Let's call the mayor, let's all complain. Looks like the city is done to us again. Caught up in traffic, what do you know? The damn city bus moves so slow. Hey, Mr. Driver Man,
don't be slow, 'cause I got someplace I gotta go. Hey, Mr. Driver Man, drive that thing fast. My precious time keeps on slipping past.
That's hot.
Ouch, Mama.
It's so hot.
Driver man, don't be slow, 'cause I got someplace I gotta go. Hey, Mr. Driver man, drive that thing fast. My precious time keeps on slipping past.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Clapping out there somewhere.
Thanks, guys. That was great. Thank that you. Was great. Fantastic. What else are you guys gonna play?
Mm-hmm. We're gonna do the one now.
The
one. I think we're doing Offer. Yeah. Offer.
Song's called Offer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we have a video on YouTube where we make out with each other a lot.
Sweet.
If y'all are into that,
very important. Very important.
Check it out if you're into that.
Now I'm sold.
Now Alex is in.
Now I'm.
He hasn't even seen it yet. We're gonna share that on our Facebook. I'm gonna do it right now, actually. While you guys play this next song, I'm gonna watch you guys make out.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
You got it.
Are we good?
You're good.
All right, you're good.
Whenever you guys want.
I'm haunted and unwanted and talked down to. But what I do, I put if you have a kiss for me. I'll take it if you have a kiss. I'm haunted and unwanted and talked down to.
Damn it, hot jambalaya. That was awesome, guys.
Thanks, man.
Sounded beautiful in here.
Just keep going.
Thank you.
Roll credits.
We appreciate that. We appreciate you guys coming down here to talk to us and play and all that shit. We're going to go into another song break real quick, and then we'll come back and talk to you guys and say goodbye. All that stuff.
Cool.
Thanks, dudes.
Happening here.
here as much as we do to what's happening in Europe, and we look to what's happening in growth.
You have pounds
markets.
Anyway, don't you still?
We have euros.
You have euros in Ireland?
We have euros, yes, which has...
Why you have euros in Ireland?
A strong recovery. Why wouldn't we have euros in Ireland?
Huh? I'd use the pound.
No, we've had the euro for some time, and we're very happy with it.
What about Scotland? I was using Scottish...
Scottish pounds. Yeah.
Scottish pounds.
So they use sterling.
They use sterling?
They use sterling, but we use euro. Yeah.
What?
Big Lebowski, starring Jackie Chan and Morgan Freeman.
This was a valued rug.
Yeah, man, that rug, we retied the room together.
Pangea.
Bad man. He's got oceans
I love you so much. Guess how much?
As much as I love fish eggs?
Don't be ridiculous. But I do love you enough to call Hoagland and Fuquay LLP when you get arrested. Because we all know that's going to happen eventually.
How would that help me? You better cover my bail.
Trust me, the attorneys at Hoagland and Fuquay LLP have your back. Whether it's a DUI or drug-related, they got you.
Sounds bodacious.
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't have to completely overcome you. The law offices of Hoagland and Fuquay LLP focus on DUI and criminal defense. They will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Hoagland and Fuquay LLP at 626-309-9977. If you're facing any criminal arrest charges, they can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or if you've been charged for something of a more serious nature, just visit their website at www.hoaglandfuquay.com or call 626-309-9977. Hoagland and Fuquay LLP serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Welcome back to A Planet Cacophony. We're here with Together Pangea.
Ow!
That last song we heard was The Cat Man. And did you hear the fucking William screaming at the end of that shit?
Yeah, yeah.
One take, he says.
One take.
Then he dropped the fucking mic. God damn.
Went home, went to sleep. That's it.
That's it. I'm done for the day.
We're tuckered out.
Yeah. I love that track. I don't know. We don't really play it live that much, but
you guys should. It's sick as fuck. It really is.
Just fun.
What do you like about it?
I don't know. I like screaming, and it was like the most intense screaming.
Right. Getting belt in that
shit.
And
it was just like fun. Like there was nothing like too personal or emotional about it.
Right. It's just a good old put your balls out song.
Balls to the walls.
There's a music video out there by Shelby Hole.
Yeah, he animated the Cat Man.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it's
we'll check that out. We'll look it up and we'll throw it out on the page.
It's got a warning on it that's a if you're epileptic, it might induce a seizure.
Oh, I watched that last night. I did see that one.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
He's a great animator, great artist.
So what do you guys got going on through the holidays? What's out in the future for Together Pangea?
We're putting stuff together. Like we're recording a new EP that'll be out like early next year. And then we're planning a show for January.
Yeah.
Not sure where yet, but it should
be
an
LA area show.
Something big in Los Angeles for January. Something to look forward to?
Yeah, that's the idea. January maybe, that's right now that's the idea.
Right on.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, thanks for coming by, and thanks for playing those songs. You can follow you guys, TogetherPangea.com. You guys are on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
Everything.
Just like everybody else. Just Google them. Don't be fucking lazy.
Just like everybody else.
Just like everybody else.
Well, social media-wise. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
But thanks, guys. This is A Pint of Coffee.
Thanks for having us.
We'll catch you guys next time.
Yeah, we're going out with...
We're going out with this secret track I fucking pulled out of that Grease Lightning thing. Did you guys like Grease Lightning?
Yeah.
That country guy we had on the beginning, he's all right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Got some stories.
Yeah.
This is him backstage at the Fillmore with Bob Dylan and Neil Young, and it's a secret track on that thing. We're going to go out with that. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Hey.
You know
what?
You know, Neil Young, you know what I really like is when the sun.
Hey, Bob, how's Sarah?
Sarah. You know where I put my harmonica?
Hey. My. You guys got any more of this turpentine?
Oh, guys.
Can't find my dildo.
Oh.
Can't find my dildo.
My balls are...
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty.